My name's Audrey, and welcome back to my podcast, The Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf, and I post a new episode each Monday. Where we left off was they were just going into Jack Frost's castle. A chilly search. Soundlessly, three friends fluttered down to the courtyard. Rachel and Kirsty kept their fingers crossed as they drifted lower, hoping that the guards wouldn't notice them. At last, they felt some hard stone under their feet. They had done it. "Where should we start looking?" asked Natalie in a whisper. Her voice shook a little. Rachel and Kirsty had visited Jack Frost's castle several times, but she had never been there before. It was a dank and dismal place. Rachel gave her hand a comforting squeeze. Rachel and Kirsty looked around. Kirsty looked around and saw a passageway leading off from the courtyard. "Let's start down there," she said in a soft voice. As they fluttered down the passageway, it was lit by fluttering torches, and there were many doors on each side of it. It was at the far end was a winding staircase. "Well, we'll have to search every room," said Natalie. "Jack Frost could be keeping the charmed candy cane anywhere." "Let's split up," said Rachel. Rachel suggested. "We'll be able to find it more quickly if we go in different directions." The fairies checked the rooms along the passage. They found plenty of cobwebs and lots of dust bunnies, but no charmed candy cane. They met up at the end of the passageway. "Any luck?" said Natalie. Rachel and Kirsty shook their heads. "Let's go up this staircase," said Kirsty suggested. "Perhaps he's hidden it in one of the towers." They fluttered up the narrow spiraling staircase. At the top, they found an empty hallway and another staircase. "Let's keep searching," said Natalie, "but watch out for goblins." The girls split up again and started to search. They fluttered up staircase after staircase, through hallway after hallway, into room after room. They saw the open costume box the goblins had raided. They saw the drums and guitars that belonged to the Gobblicious band. They saw tutus and headdresses that the Goblininsky Festival ballet dancers wore. But they didn't see a single sign of the charmed candy cane. As they came to the end of another hallway, Kirsty drew in her breath sharply. "I can hear goblin voices," she said urgently. "Quick, hide!" It was so cold inside the stone walls of the castle, the icicles grew from the ceilings. Rachel and Kirsty and Natalie hovered above the three thickest icicles as the goblins hurried along the hallway below. "Jack Frost has eaten all the bogmallows again," grumbled the smaller goblin, who was wearing a chef's hat. "He's ordered to make another batch." "I'm getting tired of making bogmallows and never getting to eat them," I wish he'd let us wear warmer clothes inside, said the other. My toes are turning into icicles. They disappeared down the stairs, and the girls heaved sighs of relief. Phew, that was close, said Rachel. Come on. They flew up the stairs and found a single wooden door at the top. They had reached the topmost room of the highest tower. I hope we find my candy cane soon, said Natalie. There were all sorts of things piled around the room. Rachel, Natalie, and Kirsty searched through moldy plates, broken ornaments, chipmunks, and even smelly socks. Eventually, they stopped and looked at one another in disappointment. Nothing, said Kirsty. That means there's only one room in the castle we haven't checked. I was afraid you were going to say that. What do you mean? Asked Natalie. Where do you think it is? It must be in the Great Hall, Kirsty told her. That's terrific, said Natalie. Let's go and find it. If only it were that easy, said Rachel with a sigh. You see, the Great Hall is where Jack Frost will be. That's the end of the chapter. Now on to the next chapter. Bugmellows and Bad Tempers. Kirsty and Rachel led the way to the Great Hall. As they flew closer, they heard many running footsteps and the squawking sounds of goblins. The door of the Great Hall banged loudly as goblins hurried in and out. Every time the door opened, the three friends could hear Jack Frost bellowing orders at the top of his voice. Where are my bugmellows? Get me an extra blanket. Shut that door. The three fairies hovered close to the ceiling. How are we going to get inside? Rachel, before her friends could reply, they saw a worried look on a goblin running down the hallway toward the Great Hall. He was carrying a tray of bugmellows, and the girls realized that he was the same goblin they had seen earlier. Was still wearing the chef's hat. The goblin's hands were full, so he used his elbow to turn the handle and open the door. He pushed it hard as he could swing it open. Quick, let's follow him, said. Quickly, let's follow him, said Kirsty. As the goblin hurried through with his tray, the girls and Natalie darted inside. Frost sat on his throne, surrounded by a semicircle of goblins in the corner. In the corner, a withered branch had been stuck into a Christmas tree stand. Ragged paper chains were looped around it. The goblins stood around the Christmas tree holding sheets of carol music. Their loud singing... Oh. Their loud squawks were obviously their idea of singing, but they were making a terrible noise. She put her hands over her ears. They're all singing different carols, I think. She groaned. Let's stay out of sight, said Rachel. They fluttered up to the ceiling and perched on the chandelier so they had a good view of the hall. At that moment, the goblin carrying the tray stepped up to the throne and bowed. Your marshmallows are ready, he said. You took your time, snapped the goblin, Jack Frost. Give them to me. He snatched the tray and the goblins, and he started to gobble the marshmallows. The goblins around him shuffled closer to the throne. They looked hungry, but Jack Frost ignored them as he stuffed the marshmallows into his mouth. Another gaggle of goblins was trying to light a fire in the hearth. They didn't seem to know what to do, and Rachel and Christy watched them with interest. You have to rub these things together, said one bossily. I've heard a Boy Scout say so. The others started to make suggestions. Your hands? Marshmallows? Said another. Hats? Noses? Boots? A plump goblin started busily rubbing two old toothbrushes together. It's not working, he moaned. Suddenly, Natalie noticed something. The goblins who were sitting around the throne, were all drooling. She looked more closely. They saw their eyes were fixed on one of the arms of Jack Frost's throne. That's strange, she murmured. At that moment, Jack Frost moved, and the folds of his cloak fell open, tucked down the side of the throne was a long, delicious-looking striped candy cane with a curved handle. Natalie clutched Kirsty's arm and pointed. It's the charmed candy cane, she whispered. We found it. And sadly, that is the end of the chapter. The next chapter that we're not going to read today is called A Charmed Rescue. If you like my podcast, tell your friends and family about it. I'm sure they would like it too.